Extinction Patterns as we approach 2012 with Brent Miller. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. Now, Brent Miller is considered an expert in e-commerce systems, and he has spent several times developing patents and is now working with the Horizon Project research team. Many top researchers, scientists, to unlock the greatest mysteries of our world. Brent was on with me almost a year ago, Brent, wasn't it?
Almost 2 years ago, yes.
Oh, I got 2 years. That's right, 2 years. How quickly it flies. How have you been?
Oh, very good. I appreciate being back on again, and we have new material to show. And the evidence that we presented last time, I'm not going to cover as much of that because there is much more evidence. We actually are getting more evidence to show that what we did believe was coming right around the corner absolutely is coming.
Well, here we go.
We're on the doorstep.
Give us a little update and review of the Horizon Project for people who don't remember almost 2 years ago.
Okay. The Horizon Project, we have an obsession to know the truth, similar to yourself, George.
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot of work because this world is too opinionated. So we have a research team and contributors from scientists in pretty much every field, covering, you know, all corners of the globe. And what we try to resolve are the world's most puzzling, almost in-your-face anomalies, such as, you know, cities, massive stone cities, dozens of square miles large underneath the ocean surface. Those type of anomalies. And then based on scientific gathering of evidence, we're forced to conclude that Earth's history, not just recent history, but the long-term Earth history and our inevitable future, immediate future, is not what we've been taught. We've been taught that Earth changes. Earth changes are slow and gradual and occur over thousands or millions of years. An example of this, for example, would be the forming of the Grand Canyon or the slow continental drift,
mm-hmm.
where we've been taught that it took millions of years to separate Asia from the United States in the forming of the Atlantic Ocean. We simply don't find the true scientific evidence to support that. In fact, there's overwhelming evidence that shows yet that whereas these slow changes do occur over thousands of years, the planet mostly undergoes dramatic global catastrophic upheavals in a cyclic fashion, and it appears to be in a rather disturbing frequency. The most catastrophic of all these upheavals is what I'm referring to as a pole shift.
And these upheavals, though, as you mentioned, science says that these things happen over millions of years, they don't factor in, Brent, the calamity, the rapid event that could occur, which also triggers some of these to happen pretty quickly, do they?
No, in fact, they don't. In fact, most of these calamities that you see around the planet can only be explained by sudden catastrophic events. Let's refer to the Atlantic Ridge and the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. The modern-day theories that just do not hold evidence when you really look down into the actual scientific data, where the continents separated over millions of years, they are spreading apart.
Mm-hmm.
Europe is spreading apart from the United States at a rate of about 1-2 inches a year. Now, if you extrapolate that, why, of course, it would have taken millions of years.
Of course, no.
But that being the case, that means the United States is actually approaching China at the same rate.
At the same rate. Yeah.
Right. So, in other words, you would expect, because the transatlantic ridge is expanding as lava moves up and spreads apart, that the Atlantic Ocean is a much younger ocean by millions of years than the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean would be much older, therefore have much more silt on the bottom of it as compared to the Atlantic Ocean. But when you actually look at the composition of both, you see that they're nearly identical. And the only thing that can explain that is a sudden catastrophic, literally ripping apart of the continents for a very short period of time.
What would cause that?
Basically, what would cause that is an external force on the planet so great that it literally alters the orbital path of the planet on its axis and tilts the planet. The core, the mantle of the planet is basically molten lava.
Right.
On it, we have a very thin crust, which is the ground we walk on. If you take the crust and shift it, if an external force was so powerful, it could actually shift the entire sphere of the crust of the Earth on that molten lava underneath, it would basically rip apart the land masses, and based on the centripetal force of the planet revolving on its axis, the continents would reshape themselves over a very quick, short period of time, just a matter of a few hundred years. And those catastrophic types of events do explain the ripping up of the continents and what we see, how the oceans rest today versus millions of years of slow drifting. In fact, we saw an example just a year ago where we had a rift in Africa called the Afar Rift. Within a matter of 20 minutes, a several mile long rift, 300 feet deep, where the continent of Africa is starting to rip itself apart, where scientists were there coincidentally, while it was happening. They actually had to take off in their helicopter and film the event, because it's one of those rare events that mankind just does not see, where if we were to have seen that 1,000 years ago from now, we would say that rift took a million years to form, when in fact we know for a fact it took 20 minutes.